This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're live from Austin, Texas. Broadcasting worldwide.
It's Alex Jones.
Is there an echo in here? All right, now, I'm going to do this hour. And Owen Schroyer was going to host the fourth hour, but I'm all hyped up. I'm going to be here, too. But we have a quick meeting for 5 minutes during this break after we take some calls to check off a few things that have to be done right now, managing some things. I'm going to come back in, and I'll be in the guest seat. And we're going to be talking to John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. About future threats, bigger fights, what he sees down the road. Because, again, all these space cadet folks think if I bring something up negative, it's meant to depress them or make them feel powerless. No, it's so you know what's coming so we can defeat it. But, again, the jellyfish never mattered. I'm here raising the alarm for folks that do care. And I misunderstood a lot of this earlier in life. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later on the broadcast. But I just saw the state as the vehicle of the elites, so I always saw it as bad. And a big state is always bad. But then I thought maybe the enforcers are really bad because that's how the state will try to make me do this. But it's enforcers, even though they have problems historically, that are willing to put themselves on the line and who do live in the real world. And so those were the very people that were actually listening to me and actually responding on average the most, even though I was critical of them and didn't understand it all. They'd laugh at me and say, you'll get it down the road. And now, as I've experienced more and more of this, my knowledge base has clicked. And I just wonder, you know, as we get older, if we go down the path of knowledge, I mean, does it get just better and better, John Rappaport?
I think it does. Absolutely. And one of the big things up the road we have to look at here, Alex, is the trade treaties. I mean, Obama is going to try to ram the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, through during the lame duck session of Congress. This is another one of these big globalist trade treaties. People have certainly heard
about
it.
Then let's get to that in the rest of the hour. You're awesome. Let's go to a call. I'm being a pig here with John. I want to take some calls. John in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. John, are you there, my friend? Justin in Florida, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. So basically I have some solutions on, you know, and I'm glad that you guys brought up the topic of solutions. Because, you know, at this time, we know America wants justice. And, you know, a citizen's grand jury, like you guys have mentioned, would be great. But most people just don't know how to do that or how to get that started. And a lot of them I can talk about on the air, but some of them I really can't. So if you want to talk further on those at a later time, we'll do that.
But, well, you're on the air live, brother, so if you want to give us some of your ideas for solutions. All I know is this. Pull our money out of big corporate institutions that are globalist. Support independent media and culture. Reach out to people. Educate people. And you know, have organic farms. Buy American. Expose the globalist agenda. I mean, what else can we do?
Yeah, I mean, I like those ideas. I'm thinking some Trump-sponsored outreaches to where we're getting into the community now. When he came to Florida, he drew a huge crowd. When he went everywhere he went in the United States, he drew a huge crowd. So it's not a problem of getting people together to go out and spread the word and keep spreading the word and keep doing the job that we need done. But we need to stay connected with real people. You know, we need to make sure that our new president, which my new president is Donald J. Trump, and we need to be sure.
I agree. And John Rappaport, what about this? I think Trump should do, because he's such a workhorse, maybe a week-long 25-city tour where he goes directly into these blue zones, directly into the sanctuary cities, and just says, look, if there's felons in your town, we need them out. We're saying you have to be here legally. That's common sense. Mexico does that. China does that. But I want to bring jobs here. I want to build you up. I'm your friend. These Democrats are just basically keeping you as a permanent undocumented underclass.
If he does that, suddenly there's going to be visible people that have been invisible for a long time. I'm not talking about the people who are illegals in the sanctuary cities. I'm talking about people that are out of work, people who have been thrown out of work by the globalists. They're going to start showing up, and he's going to be talking to them.
And that's the big game changer.
They're
that's the key.
They're going to become visible.
That's why Trump knew he'd win. We're getting people of every race, color, and creed that were disenfranchised and not even in the system to come back. We'll be right back. Great points, Justin. More calls straight ahead.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. We are in the fourth hour. Owen Schroyer filling in here. Alex will be rejoining us here momentarily. John Rappaport still with us of NoMoreFakeNews.com. And it's very important, folks. We need to remember this. We need to continue to harp this. We need to continue to preach this. We need to continue to sing this. We won. And it's not just about Donald Trump. It's the fact that we beat the mainstream news. We beat Obama. We beat the Pope. We beat all of these fake leaders who told us we couldn't have Trump, said there's no way Trump could win, tried to brainwash us into thinking Trump could never win. We beat all of them. And I know that we got to get back to fighting the good fight here. We got to deal with these protesters that we all expected would kick off, but we beat them. We beat them. And I think that it's okay for us to take some solace in that fact and to take some time to actually enjoy that. And I'm curious, you know, John, what are you thinking right now as we've entered this time where we're looking at perhaps we're taking back the narrative? We're taking back the reality, and still, though, we're facing this backlash with the mainstream media continuing to shovel out nonsense, the brainwashed protesters going out on the streets and protesting. How does this come to a head, do you think, John Rappaport? And is there an end in sight?
What I see is the seesaw has shifted tremendously. As Alex and I were talking in the last hour, alternative media, as people like to call it, is on such a rise now, is expanded to such an incredible degree that major media just don't know what to do. They just don't know how to deal with it. They don't talk about it. It expands anyway. They talk about it. It gets bigger, even bigger. That fueled with, however you want to look at it, the victory of Trump or the defeat of Hillary is now throwing the whole globalist agenda into grave doubt. So we have tremendous victories on our side right now. And we have to inject, as a friend of mine was saying to me yesterday, real solutions into this mix. And we can do it, and they will be noticed because the size of the alternative media is now so powerful. It's not like somebody off in a corner saying, hey, Mr. President, I've got this idea, and so, no. This is gigantic. Websites all over the world that are reporting news, actual news, truthful news, are blowing up. It's huge.
Well, and you
so
think about
so if we talk about solutions here, for example, millions of people already hear about it, and they be and Trump notices it, Roger Stone notices it, all kinds of people notice it, not just the incoming president. It's having a huge effect now.
And the crazy thing, or I guess the difference is, you know, our audience is actually engaged. Our audience is actually active. They'll go out, they'll build a garden. They'll go out, they'll make a health product to fight the fluoride in the water. Whereas, so we're ingesting solutions, or we're injecting solutions, as you said, but you think about the other side of the spectrum, the CNN audience, the MSNBC audience. What are they doing? What's their solution? They're out in the streets protesting. They're burning American flags.
Zombies.
They're starting fires.
Zombies. They're just sitting there. You know, that's the other thing they're doing. Zombie land. Uh-huh. The news. Here we go. Okay, it's the news again. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's the end of the news. Okay. And then tomorrow they do the same thing. Here's talking about solutions. Health freedom. As I said to Alex in the last hour, a couple of states some years ago passed laws that said, no matter what kind of practitioner you are, health practitioner, if you're treating a person for a condition with a remedy that is no more harmful than the medical remedy for the same condition, you're home free. Nobody can do anything to you. That's a pretty good idea. Now, just imagine for a moment that some state, roll the dice, who cares what it is, let's say South Carolina, decides that they're going to pass that and they're going to back it up, no matter what the medical authorities say. Health freedom. What happens? All manner of health practitioners from all over the country, including the best of the best, move to South Carolina and set up shop. Not only that, but their clients and potential clients and all kinds of people that want natural health move to South Carolina because they know they can get it and it's going to be free of government intervention. Now, South Carolina's economy is booming in a way that it's never boomed before. That's called a solution. That's called freedom. That's called the kind of thing that could be encouraged by this incoming administration. Just on the basis of economics alone, do you want to make your state extremely prosperous? Think about this. No harm, no foul. You've got chiropractors, acupuncturists, herbalists, nutritionists of all stripes, and so on and so forth. Forget about the dietitians and all these other organizations and the medical idiots and boards that are trying to enforce everything on everybody and destroy their freedom. No, we're going to pass a law. You guys are out of it. You do what you want to, everybody else can do what they want to. And the economy is going to blow up in whatever state decides to do that. That's called the free market.
And I think one of the biggest solutions is just already happening organically, where people are just finally engaged. They're finally getting informed. It's not just the drive-by media audience. It's not just the people who supported Obama. I mean, where have they been for the last 8 years? They haven't held Obama's feet to the fire on any of the promises he broke. I guarantee you, if Trump goes sideways, the first minute he goes sideways, all the people that voted for Trump will be on him. The media is going to be on him the entire time anyway. We'll be on him. So I think that that's a solution here that's just kind of already ingrained into the election of Trump, into the Trump movement that we're already seeing, where Americans are starting to care about the country. They're starting to see what the real threats to the future of this country were, and they're identifying them. And that's why we've elected Trump into office, despite everything that they've tried to wage to keep him out of office. I'm going to go to a couple more callers. These guys have been kind enough to wait for hours just to come on the show. Let's go to David in Nevada, who wants to talk about the zombie-like quality of the protesters. Go ahead, David.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Owen?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear, David.
Okay, great. Yeah. Hey, did you see those protesters this morning?
Which ones exactly? The ones burning the American flag? Those disgraceful protesters?
Look at all of them. Look at the different ones. And look in their eyes.
Well, look, here's the deal. Here's the deal, David. Okay. I mean, I'm sure that you've seen the videos that I've done where I go out on the streets and I confront these protesters, folks. This is not a theory. We've proven this time and time again. The protesters against Trump are the dumbest, most brainwashed, ignorant, misinformed people you're ever going to meet in your life. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm calling a spade a spade. These are the dumbest, most brainwashed people that can't even answer a simple question. Okay? So we're not making this up. I'm not sitting here demonizing Trump protesters because I'm a Trump voter. No, I went and tried to engage with these people. They are complete morons. I'm sorry. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, and the rabbit hole goes even deeper than you imagine because they actually are literally zombies.
Well, here's the thing. They're zombified by the television. They're zombified by the television. They're taking fluoride their whole life. It's the hearsay mafia. And you know what the funny thing is about it? So these are college students, right? These are the majority of these protesters are college students. Of course, they don't want to go to class. Well, who wants an education? There's no future for me anyway. What's the point of going to class? I'm just going to spend, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for this higher education, and then I'm just going to protest my way through college. But guess what? The teachers, the faculty, the administrators are right in there with them. They're leading the protests even. John Rappaport.
I used to be a teacher, so I can talk to this specifically. That's right. You take three or four generations of teachers and dumb them down continually to the point where they can't even teach their own subject competently and don't want to. So what are they going to do? Any excuse to let the kids out is going to be great for them.
Yeah.
Any ideas that they can stick into their heads or values as opposed to actually saying, okay, we have to open our books now, kids. Here's page 132, and we're going to go over this until everybody understands it. For a lot of teachers now, that's too much. They can't do it. They weren't raised that way. They weren't educated that way. So much easier to say, now we're going to talk about getting along with each other. Now we're going to talk about different colors and ethnicities and this and that and sexual orientation and all the insane values that they have no business discussing in public schools. And they're going to do it because it's the easy way out, frankly. It's easier for them to do that. And so, oh, there's a protest? Okay, let's go.
Exactly.
A free day off and I get paid.
And that's not a solution. What is that a solution to? What is the protest going to do, folks? It's done nothing. These people have been protesting for years now. Black Lives Matter has been protesting for years. The anti-Trump protesters have been protesting for over a year. What have you accomplished? You've accomplished nothing. Actually, I'll correct myself. You did accomplish something. You helped get Donald Trump elected. And see, they don't even realize it. They're eating their own garbage. They're sitting here eating their own garbage that they can't even see that they helped get Donald Trump elected because reasonable, logical people saw who the anti-Trump protesters were, and then they got scared that these are the people in control of the future, and they ran to the polls to vote for Donald Trump. So thank you very much. But it's funny, you know, here's a story. Photos, L.A. street artist moving sale, posters for anti-Trump celebrities Cher, Sam Jackson, all these celebrities who said they were going to be leaving when Donald Trump wins. Let's hold them to it. Amy Schumer, goodbye, good riddance. And now there's fake ads on these benches in California. This is brilliant. The street artist that made this with Donald Trump on there. Cher's house is up for sale. Samuel Jackson's house is up for sale. We'll be right back. Fourth hour, Alex Jones Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones has just rejoined us. We're going to talk more with John Rapoport. We're going to talk about future threats, coming threats, protests. And again, though, I think it's worth starting every segment with this. I'd like to know what Alex thinks about this as he rejoins us. And we're going to play a clip from RT here in a second talking about this. But Alex, we beat the mainstream media, we beat Obama, we beat the protesters, we beat the Pope, we beat the corrupt establishment.
The communist Chinese president.
That told us we could not have Trump.
We beat the kitchen sink.
So it's time to just let them know we beat you, quit trying. But here's RT talking about American media having to walk back the embarrassment that was their election coverage.
Can it get any more awkward than this?
Thank you.
Around the world, the politicians, journalists, and diplomats branded Donald Trump racist and right-wing are having to backpedal. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is one of them. Back when he was mayor of London, he said there were parts of New York he'd be afraid to go to for fear of bumping into Donald Trump. Now, Britain's top diplomat, Johnson says he's very much looking forward to working with him. Over in the Republic of Ireland, it's the defense minister who's on the defensive. Before Trump became the Republican nominee, Enda Kelly branded Trump racist and dangerous. But now he's heading for the White House.
I listened very carefully to the president-elect this morning. Very happy that the government will work with the new administration when appointed by the president-elect.
The bigwigs in Brussels are also shifting into reverse gear. Days before voters cast their ballots, European Council President Donald Tusk tweeted this.
My wife's latest comment, one Donald is more than enough.
By Wednesday, though, the olive branches were out, or at least invitations for Trump to come to an EU-US summit as soon as possible. NATO's former Secretary General, too, changed his tune once the results were in.
We don't know what will be the concrete policies of a Trump administration. I think they could be very dangerous for the world. I congratulate Donald Trump on the election victory. His administration must display global leadership and defend friends and allies.
Global leadership
is
over the borders.
A hard word in diplomatic circles.
Yeah, hand it over to the globalists. That's the global leadership.
But jihadis pooping the public pool.
Just wipe your social media timeline.
And then break kids and say it's okay, it's tolerance.
The first to congratulate Trump on his win was British Prime Minister Theresa May, perhaps to make amends for her predecessor labeling Trump stupid, divisive, and wrong over comments about stopping Muslims entering the U.S.
Despite Theresa May's diplomacy...
Look, these are people that just run around stealing money all day and wrecking economies, and then all they just go, racist, 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 and hop around. No, and that's all they've got.
After all, the country where so many citizens signed a petition trying to ban Trump from entering, that Parliament was forced to debate the issue. And politicians...
But it showed the total intimidation they were involved in. I think a few final calls here after the break. People have been holding. We're going to go to
expect more back.
VC and a few others have been holding a really long time. Ivy and Hunter and Jeremiah and Jason, but this is a short segment. A total repudiation. It shows their arrogance. It shows their disconnect. And it shows, though, I don't think they're going to stop. I think they're going to counter-strike back.
Well, and this shows the nature, the shill nature of these politicians, too. They will say and do anything to just stay in office. That's all they care about. They don't care about the countries that they represent. They don't care about the economies they claim to want to fix. They don't care about the borders. They don't.
John Rappaport, isn't it refreshing to know that Trump isn't perfect, but he is his own man and pig-headed? I mean, that's his crime. He's not from this big swarm of locust globalists that are a minority worldwide, but from every country, religion, and race, but have decided they rule the earth. They're now getting a rude awakening that, no, you don't. You snuck in with globalism, corporate conquest. Now we're aware of the conquest. It's illegitimate. It's illegal. It doesn't work. It sucks. Guess what? This is just the beginning. You're losing on every front. Go ahead and try to hold us hostage. Go ahead and blow up our economy like you threatened with Brexit or this. Watch what happens. We'll arrest your ass. Go ahead.
So what happens now when a couple of these trade treaties get struck down? Bang. All of a sudden, the globalist plan to increase corporate domination over the world and set up corporate tribunals instead of court systems in sovereign nations goes down the toilet. Now, when that happens, that is going to be a major blow against the empire. That would be, okay, we said we were coming to Washington to get rid of globalism. Here's one of their major, major pieces, and we just killed it. Like a fly. Like
NAFTA, GATT, TPP.
TPP, TTIP, CAFTA, you know, the whole world, WTO, expose the entire...
And they've all engaged in racketeering to get these things done secret, so if they don't go along with us restoring the republic and free and fair trade, oh, there'll have to be indictments against all of them.
And if we got a RICO investigation on this deal, look out.
All right, and Rappaport was already pointed out, he said absolutely. They've committed crimes. It's time to prosecute the white-collar criminals.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Careful what you wish, you might just get it. And that's what was at a big state party in Russia yesterday after Trump, one of your TV viewers. It's two tough guy images in a Russian painting of Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. Is that just the humor level of this is really good. And I think somebody put a screen of a fake red square during the Soviet era. We've now been captured by Russia, folks. Now get ready.
Wait a second.
For Donald Trump to try to cut your taxes by...
What's that, Putin?
100% if you make $140,000 a year is what it comes out to. And everybody else, huge tax cuts, which will cause more tax receipts to come in. So if we just keep spending the same, it'll pay off. Problem was, Reagan let them double and triple spending. It doubled tax increases again, revenue, but they increased spending way more. The answer is leave it the same, cut taxes to the people, bring all the corporate money back, and we're off the races. Let's take a few phone calls here. John Rappaport is riding shotgun with us. We're coming from the InfoWars News Centers in Austin, Texas. Stupendous, mega-massive victories for humanity so far, but the enemy is striking back. Imagine there's going to be riots and attacks and more racial garbage all night long, but most Americans, remember race, color, and creed, see right through it. Who's been holding the longest? Let me see here. VC in Texas, you're on the air.
Oh, Alex, it's great to talk to you, man. Listen, you're doing a fantastic job. Your crew is unbelievable. I mean, I've been a political junkie since 79 when C-SPAN started up. I grew up in the Vietnam era and Watergate. So it's only natural for people to get caught up in their own political climates. And so I really never caught on to the Republican Party very much. But I very much supported Ross Perot. Thought he was great. That was a great hope.
Boy, I wish we'd have listened to him. But didn't Al Gore turn out to be a complete liar?
You know, and see, I supported Gore when he came up in his thing because I didn't like Bush. I thought there's too much military-industrial complex. And, you know, I wish I could be a citizen caller that could call in and talk to you for an hour's airtime because there's so much filled up inside me, man. You've got me amped up on this political process here. And, you know, I could go over it all. I mean, I supported Obama in 2008, and what a disastrous mistake that was. But I grew up here in Austin. I went to Anderson, the same high school you did. I grew up in that area west of...
Wait a minute. I went to school in Russia.
Yeah.
You were classmates with Putin, weren't you?
Actually, I'm Vladimir Putin's son.
Yeah,
I can see the resemblance, Alex.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I was in there probably before you... Well before you were, but you... probably had Buford as your principal. But anyway, let me go on to the thing is that Trump, I'm just very, very concerned that he's going to be co-opted. I mean, he's an instigator. You know, he is the rebel within the Republican Party. I loved a lot of Ron Paul's ideas and things like that. They're going to try to co-opt him, and I think it's great that he supposedly has been listening to you for all these years, but you look at already some of his advisors and stuff who surround him.
No, I hear you. There are some issues with people like Newt Gingrich, but let's go to that with John Rappaport. Let me explain something. Some of Trump's kids have listened. Trump knows who I am. I've talked to Trump some. Our movement... When he goes to events and a third of the people are wearing Hillary for President shirts and our listeners are there, he's picking up on all that and it's meshing with his populism. So let's get it clear. Donald Trump is not some Alex Jones bot. The American people are rediscovering Americana. I didn't write up this whole cosmology. We're covering things that are factual and already there. But that's a good point. How do we keep Trump honest, John Rappaport?
First time we see it out of the box that somebody really bad gets appointed. Outrage, uproar, wrong move. This is an insider. This is somebody who's just a holdover from Bush. This is a neocon. You don't need this guy. You don't want this guy. Who told you to appoint this guy? Let's run it down. I make the distinction between two things with presidential appointees. Yeah, you need people who know how the game is played in Washington, the details and the ins and the outs of the official game and the unofficial game. Sure, it's a big city with a mega complex bureaucracy. But those people should just be there to give you technical data and advice on procedure.
Great point. They should. This is excellent. They shouldn't be running anything. They just have the blueprint.
You never put them in charge of anything. They're just there in a kind of a robotic way. Okay, Joe, so what's happening right here? No. Okay, well, this is what's happening, and he's here, and that's there. Okay, thank you, Joe. Go back to your cubbyhole. Now we decide what we're going to do. Joe never becomes the department chairman.
Gatekeeper.
Exactly. So that's what we have to watch out for. And to me, this is one of the caller's absolutely right. This is the key. If he's going to surround himself with the same old tired people, there's going to be major trouble. Major trouble. This cannot happen, and we have to watch it.
I agree. The good news is the few people he has gotten from the establishment, he's used as like a tour guide until he figures this out. I mean, that was my old joke about he's got to go into a goblin's nest. He needs a guide to take him into the goblin's nest. And if he uses these people just as guides, that's fine. But if we... catching kissing goblins, if we catch him in bed with a goblin, you know, that is not going to be a good thing. But to be serious, they turn that into this huge, you know, Vine, huge viral deal with 20 million views or something, that particular joke. editing it together. But he really got there by being outside the box. He changed the whole system. He recognized that time of change had come. He recognized a rotting, empty media. I mean, he really did show incredible instincts in what he's done and being able to gauge and tune in to the ether, John.
Yeah, no question about it. And as I keep saying, he ran his campaign against the media. That was the smartest thing he did right from the get-go, because he never could have gotten his message across if he had played ball with the media.
Exactly, and he won't get the agenda through now playing ball. And the one thing I don't like, I bitched about it as he said it live, he's like, oh, thank you, Hillary, really all owe you a great debt. That's the first time I've heard him lie in the campaign. I get being gracious, wanting not to have a stock market crash, wanting to be like the big guy. They still kept attacking within minutes like piranha. I would have just said, well, we're the winner. Too bad we haven't seen a public concession. Justice will be done. We're going to move forward. I'm a president for all Americans. You've heard a bunch of lies from the media. Now you're going to be able to hear me with daily briefings to you about what's really happening. And we're going to restore this country, but we've been infiltrated by a lot of foreign multinational interests. So I have to let you know that the work has just begun. We've only gotten a beachhead now in the retaking of America. I want to thank you all for everything you've done and your support. This is the return of 1776. God bless you all.
Exactly. And when you talk about daily briefings, that's it. That's it right there. Because he's up against a tsunami. So daily briefings mean to me, and this should be a clue to him. Okay, folks, this is what happened today. I'm going to tell you straight out. These are the people I met with. This is where we met. This was on the agenda. This is what I told them that I want. And this is what they came back at me with. These are the people that are blocking why you put me here.
I think he just ought to have all the summits live and all his major meetings just be revolutionary on C-SPAN.
I think that's actually a great idea, and that would get more people to be tuned into what the government's doing. And to the caller's point, I don't know if you saw this story. Trump makes first White House visit as president-elect. Trump actually visited the White House.
Yeah, let's show some of that video. It's him pulling up earlier today. We can Google
it. This is what Obama said. I believe that this is important for all of us, regardless of party, political preferences, to come together, work together, and deal with many challenges we face. I want to emphasize to you, Mr. President-elect, that we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, the country succeeds. But I'm just curious, where are the protesters? Why aren't they listening to Obama on that and getting out?
They're following the $500 a day they get from George Soros. Look. Dude was down there, like, they had hundreds of buses, hundreds. Buses were blocking roads, bringing him into riot.
Well, and they're already planning on protesting on January 20th. We've got Facebook groups being made. I've got some flyers. We can cover that later. But then Trump said, in his conversation with Obama, I can only imagine after the things that Obama and Trump have said about each other during this campaign, how that conversation went out of the cameras. We discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I'm very much looking forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. Mr. President, it was a great honor meeting with you, and I look forward to meeting with you many, many more times in the future. So perhaps this is the first time maybe we look at Trump and say, hey, why are you cozying up to Obama? But again, you know, with this, with the things that Trump is saying.
I'm just saying something right now. I don't like Obama, but his body language is better with Trump than it is around Hillary. He does not like Hillary.
Well, Hillary is just, I mean, I couldn't even imagine what my body language would be like around Hillary, honestly. I don't know. I don't want to know. But remember, it was Obama and it was Hillary who were sitting here reminding Trump, pointing the finger at Trump, you need to make sure the transition of power is peaceful. This is a tradition in this country, transition of power peaceful. But then what do we see from the Obama and Hillary supporters? Violent protests in the street, burning flags, and nothing from Obama, nothing from Hillary. I guess this is the first time Obama's basically said, hey, let's work together, let's come together.
I agree. That would signal that they were backing off. But the fact we don't hear any repudiation of this, and I mean, give me a break, man. If you're going to wave flags, wave something like the Swiss flag that's successful, or something else, or a Christian flag. They're like commie flags.
Alex,
communists can't even produce automobiles.
They're waving Mexican flags saying Donald Trump is not my president. Well, duh, he's the president of the United States, not Mexico. What is, these people have no logic. There's no train of thought.
Well,
here.
It's all the liberation theology crap they've been taught. And I mean, this is absolutely the U.S. pissed on Mexico and back and forth. There were freaking six flags over Texas, like eight flags over California. The Russians used to have California. I mean, it's a damn war over here. Nobody could take this from the Comanches. That's why it was the Texans finally did. And then they say, oh, we killed all the Comanches. No, everybody just got basically intermarried. I mean, it's just the realities have all been totally distorted. I want to hit a few calls here. Doing a great job today, everybody. John Rappaport, other future threats you see. We've covered them here. I mean, we're hitting a lot of them here. I'm worried about assassination of Trump. I know he's for real. I mean, he's perfect, but he's for real. He's not under global control. He's not a Satanist. He's not out to get people. He wants prosperity. He's a little bit authoritarian, a little bit classic alpha male strongman. That's why he and Pooty Poot like each other. I don't want to be under a Pooty Poot strongman. And I get Pooty Poot had to be strong to get the globalists out, but, you know, whatever. I'm really concerned, though, they're going to try to kill Trump.
Sure, it's possible. No question about it. I mean, it's a time-honored tradition. Somebody goes up against the established power, you get rid of them. So that's always a concern. Absolutely.
But can't the established power look at the tea leaves and say, we don't want to be dumb like Hitler in the bunker. We want to give up long before that. Everything we do, we're losing. Brexit, Russia here, Catalonia, on and on and on. Iceland. We've got to start pulling back. Because even the globalists and some of their publications admit that aren't even public. I mean, you can get them, but they're not distributed widely. We really did screw everybody. Globalism really did make everybody poor but us. Our money won't be worth anything most places. If society collapses, we might want to actually back off this. So there's even discussions of, like Stiglitz, the former head of the World Bank, for 15 years he's been saying, we got to stop this.
Yeah, there is some discussion of it, but they're not going to back off at the highest levels of globalism because they built a structure to rule the world. I mean, the structure's already there. They're not going to just say, okay, guys, let's tear it down because, you know, we're causing too much trouble. They are causing too much trouble. And one of the things that's going to be happening quite soon, if not already, is that CEOs of major corporations are going to be going to the big Rockefeller globalists and saying, hey, guess what? Our consumer base is shrinking around the world. You said that if we played your game, that we could be selling more products to everybody, and it's not working out. So what's going on here? There are divisions within globalism, no question about it. My main concern is with the intricacies of the Washington power structure and what happens when Trump gets into that and tries to solve that and work through it. To push through basic, I mean,
he's going to have to be nice to the ones that are nice, mean to the ones that are incalcitrant, follow the Constitution, go to the public with a bully pulpit, and he has to run over everyone that threatens him or tries to play kingpin. He has to run these bastards over. And then when one of them plays a game or does a dirty trick, oh, guess what? You committed all these crimes previously. You've been indicted. And look, this isn't my call for authoritarianism. This is a foreign authoritarian group, okay? So they're lucky we're not like the French with De Gaulle kicking, you know, NATO out when trying to control France. They're lucky we don't have paratroopers running up arresting all the CEOs right now, okay? And I'm not calling for that, but they're the ones that occupied us. So if they don't back off, the gloves come off. John?
Yeah, sure. Let's go. I'm ready for that any time. The thing is, what Trump is saying and what the people behind him want him to do are very simple things. These are not, you know, rocket science type things. So you
and I know. And here's the deal. We're done calling bluff.
And everybody's going to say in Washington, you know, Mr. President, you don't really understand how things run here. I mean, what you're trying to do is to light a fire in a structure that's, you know, 5 million stories high, and you've got to go up to this floor and that floor and do this and do that and whatever, whatever. And he's got to keep his head straight.
And the lie is it isn't really a structure. It's a big fraud built out of endless money and our blood, sweat, and tears. We need to demolition a lot of this stuff anyways.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I'd love to see him eliminate two or three cabinet posts and just throw
it. I agree. The first thing he should do is go in and reorganize all those things, put agencies together, lay them off, man. Americans have been, D.C.'s the richest city in the world. They get fatter all the time. We're hurting. So until we start getting some wealth and until our companies get built and our industry and our kids and until we don't have the highest infant mortality in the frickin' industrialized world, you're out on your asses.
Well, and let's be clear, too. Because I can already see this happening. If Donald Trump gets in and starts to drain the swamp like he talks about, this is not authoritarianism. This is not a dictator. This is a guy who's getting rid of the corrupt establishment.
He's got a mandate from the people who are in tens of thousands of emails, hundreds of thousands, bragging about how we're dumbasses and how they're robbing us and giggling and laughing, okay? So I want to see indictments. I want to see these people in prison.
And it will be shocking for the people who have been above the law in this country for decades to finally face justice. Of course it will be shocking. And I can already see what the mainstream media will say. He's a dictator. He's an authoritarian. He's gone power crazy. So we need to be ahead of the curve on that.
Well, I mean, here's the problem. If he does just go in and try to play patty cake and try to get a few things done and let them all act like they're his friends now, he'll just drift off. We won't get half of what we need, and then we're done. He really wants to be on this crusade. These are globalist foreign operatives. We can absolutely, they've all committed major crimes, and it's time to prosecute them. And I'm serious. They either get out of the way and let us fix this country, or it's prison.
George Soros has been inciting violence around the world for years. This man should be in jail.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal.
That's why at the top, Alex, when you and I started talking, that's what we're talking about. Prosecutions have to go forward. They can't stop now. This has to be part of the whole pattern here. You can't just say, well, and now we're going to have peace with everybody and everybody's okay.
Because they said next year they were going to shut down our free speech. They've been calling for my arrest.
Yeah, you can't slow down now.
Sorry, John, go ahead.
You have to prosecute these people. You have to arrest them. You have to put them in jail. You have to take them to court. You have to show the evidence and say, okay, massive numbers we're talking about here. You're out. You're prosecuted. You're out. You're prosecuted. I mean, that's what draining the swamp means, if that's what he really intends to do. And for the people that say, oh, this is sounds like the Soviet system. No.
By the way,
this whole thing is set up as an oppression to begin with. The whole bureaucratic system is criminal to begin with.
That's right. And if we just get, say, 10 of the kingpins.
Oppressed all this time.
If we just indict, say, 10 of the kingpins that we know are criminals, Hillary, you name it, all their minions will flip on them instantly. We'll get the entire Rolodex of crime. You think one guy's email brought them down? Mike, that's one little window, folks. We'll get the whole stinking mess. We'll roll up all of them. The pedophile rings, the devil worshipers. Man, there's going to be, oh, these guys are in trouble.
Here, look at this. Go to the FDA. Find three people that are willing to roll over because you've got evidence on them. And say, we want to know everything criminal that's been going on at the FDA with approving drugs that kill people.
Collusion with Monsanto.
Companies lying, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? That's what we want. Now, you can either go to jail for a year or you can go to jail for 30 years. So what are you going to do? And all of a sudden, like you say, everybody comes out of the woodwork. Confessions everywhere. Everybody rolls over on everybody else. This is how deep the corruption runs at all these agencies. So if you're going to move ahead, move ahead. Don't stop. Don't pretend it's all well and good because it's not.
And here's the reason we have to move ahead. They've built a corrupt system, antithetical to the American system, and they want to shut us down when we're not corrupt and are doing nothing wrong. So it's survival. They deserve it. They're evil. We've caught them. They're corrupt. People risk their lives and die to bring us the WikiLeaks. And listen, by up here leading a movement to have him arrested, you know, Hillary for president 2016, I'm not going to just give up now that we've had this level of victory. Because it means nothing if we win this victory and then lose down the road. We have to press. We have to do the right thing.
I still want Hillary in jail. Just because she didn't win the White House doesn't mean I don't want her in jail.
Of course. Of course. This is part of the deal. Like Alex said, look, they built this system, which is, as he said, antithetical to the original meaning of the Constitution and the country. That's what they did. They said, look, we don't care about severely limited central government. I mean, who cares about that? We want to rule the system, and the only way to do that is to keep making it bigger and bigger and bigger.
Here's where I start. We should have a mock trial and have everybody come to town and do this. We should start with the IRS, open and shut, persecuting Christians, conservatives, libertarians, putting people in jail. Even the New York Times admit this whole Hispanic American lady who had like a six-top counter and two tables for 50-something years, her gross every day was like $400, $500. She made a couple hundred dollars, you know, a week. She lived in a tiny house. She deposited all her money in the bank every day religiously. Her life savings was $37,000. And the IRS said, we know you're innocent. We know there's no drugs. It's all accounted for. But under our regulations, it's structuring. And they took all her money. And then we're getting ready to prosecute her when Congress had an investigation and dropped it, and Congress found 50,000 cases in the previous year. And this is in the New York Times. Of other people totally, I mean, dude, they are sending IRS out to rob 79-year-old Hispanic grandmas of their life savings. I mean, it's just like, oh, start there. IRS commissioner, you're going to frickin' prison, you witch.
Exactly. Move over to the CDC. Move over to the FDA. Terrific. Terrific.
All the internal CDC documents where they admit that they're causing autism and hurting people?
Of course. Bring freedom back. Bring choice back. Liberate people. This is what would happen if you did this.
We'd have a renaissance. We'd be rolling in wealth.
And people would walk down the street. They wouldn't even know why they feel better. But they would.
Well, that's how history actually works.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But yeah, the Renaissance, once it cranked up in Europe, it was like hysteria. More development in 20 years than the last 100, and just books everywhere, and designs, and ships, and cathedrals, and dresses, and plays, and medicines, and inventions, and clocks being and just running around, just frothing.
That's the saddest part about this is the protesters, the people that hate Donald Trump, they're completely missing out on this history. They don't really know what's going on. They're being used like pawns in a game of chess. And
they got smartphones in their hands, the product of technology, bitching they're in the West. It's like a frickin' space station compared to every communist hellhole.
But it's like if you told
them, like, wandering out bitching, and they say, oh, look at this civilization. Oh, God, it's so hard.
Trump's a misogynist. Really? Because Kellyanne Conway, his campaign manager, just became the first woman to successfully manage a campaign to victory. How's that for misogyny? They're going to continue to protest. They're going to have these huge protests January 20th on the inauguration day. So, Alex, I don't know if you actually heard this. Here's my idea. This is what we should do. You want to steal this idea from me, that's perfectly fine, because protests are breaking out all over the United States right now, mainly on the West Coast, happening in New York, Chicago. Here's what we're going to do to these protesters, folks. Get a box of diapers, get a box of Binkies, and we're going to throw diapers and Binkies at these people, because that's all they are. They're baiting.
Oh, no, worse, onesies.
Little onesies, but you get the illustration, right? They're babies, they're throwing temper
tantrums. We're trying to find Paul Watson's piece on that where the psychologist likened them to two toddlers.
That's what they are. And you've been saying it. It's arrested development, okay? And this is part of what has happened with the TV, the fluoride in the water, the fake food. You're eating fake food, folks. That's why these food.
Here's it. Let's shoot some special reports on this.
Real food now. Real food.
I apologize to some of the callers. If you call back tomorrow, I promise I have the line, Jeremiah and others. But we got the most, folks. I apologize. Great job. John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. Please support him. Great books, great material over there. Nomorefakenews.com. He shoots some podcasts and videos as well. We'll have the nightly news back tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Let me just add, we're running through the weekend, free shipping store-wide, and we're running 30 to 40% off on storable food. We've extended that. And 30% off on all the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, it's the same website, just InfoWarsLife.com, takes you to the subsection. Those purchases make what we do here possible. We also have the Donald Trump is my president red shirt that we can wear for election day. It's limited edition. It's almost sold out. In fact, I'm told some sizes are going to be selling out in the next day or two. We're not remaking that. We're going to have a new deplorable style shirt coming out. But you want this limited edition. Hillary for President is now history. We're still pushing for that, but these are limited edition. Trump is my president. We need to start wearing these openly and then strike up conversations with the folks that are upset and say, I love you. Under $40,000 a year. No taxes is his plan. You know, it's okay. You know, the big mega banks love Hillary. They don't love him. We need.
Yeah, he's stuck up for homosexual rights at golf clubs. He's stuck up for women's rights. He's put women.
That's why he's a homophobe. Be quiet, racist.
I mean,
racist.
You're an effing white male. Yeah. Shut up, white male.
Yeah, white male.
You're white male.
Anyways, the answer is prosperity, folks. That's what America's all about. We're not perfect. God knows that. InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139. I want to thank the crew, the listeners, everybody. What a huge victory. The whole elite overthrown. They're total jokes. They're discredited. If we press the advantage and don't roll over and just think they're going to coexist, we'll be doing great. If we don't understand they're criminals that want to overthrow our coexist system, we're going to lose. But we have won a big battle. Savor it. And understand there's a lot of anxiety here on the broadcast. It's about getting awake to what's happening, mobilizing, and defeating it. So I salute you all. Thank Jesus Christ above, the good Lord. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We have some special events coming up today. Watch InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.